Welcome to episode 178 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In last week's show, I talked about a recent photo shoot involving a Nissan Leaf electric car and my good friend and musician Tom Kent. By way of follow-up, in this edition, you join me at the post-production stage as I decide which pictures have made the cut and how I'm going to treat them before sharing them with everyone concerned. As ever, the creative process really is a very personal and subjective one, and I'd really be interested to hear your thoughts about my approach versus your own. So, here we go then. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 178. It's 20 past 11 at night, and it has been a pretty long day, and it's not over yet. I am sat in my office, and I'm just taking a look at the pictures that I shot recently, which I spoke about in last week's show. These are the Nissan Leaf shoot pictures that I did with my good friend and very talented musician, Tom Kent. And so what I thought I'd do, as I've explained in the introduction, is I'm going to just talk through the final edit process of the final pictures. Now, I'm sort of part of the way through the process already. The first thing that I did was, of course, I had to whittle down all of the pictures to make my final selection. And as I believe I explained last week, the intention was to have a selection, a final selection of maybe one or two pictures. So I had, I believe it was 81 pictures in total. Those were narrowed down to about 11. And then I kind of looked at them all individually, a little bit closer, looking at various details to do with Tom's expression, the lighting, the way that this Nissan Leaf car was represented, things like making sure that its badge was very clear, any obviously branding, that sort of reference there, things like the number plates. I explained before that I'm going to remove the lettering on the number plates. I had to make sure that that wouldn't cause too much of a problem, and all this sort of thing. So I narrowed it down to basically two pictures, and those were opened up in Camera Raw. And I did a very quick edit on those. And regular listeners will know that I'm not a big post-production fan. I don't have anything against it as such. I just don't do a lot of it. But as I did explain previously, these pictures need to be slightly more edgy, a slightly sort of grittier look, which also complements the location that the car and Tom were shot in. Now, what I did was check the sharpening, and that was fine. Put a little bit of sharpening in, just my usual amount, using the sharpening panel, a mount of 45, I believe, with a radius of 1.0 and detail of 25. Now, that really doesn't necessarily count for much, doesn't really mean much to a lot of you, because, of course, I have my camera set up in a particular way, my processing is done in a certain way, and that those ratios, that setup wouldn't necessarily work for you to give you exactly the same results or the results that you want. So once I'd done the sharpening, I just went into the main panel, and to get this kind of edgier look, it's something that is a little bit, as I explained last week, it's a little bit like HDR, high dynamic range. So you've got, you know, HDR can be very artificial, it can be very subtle. But the way that I achieve that usually is just playing around with the last three sliders on the basic panel, and those three sliders are clarity, vibrance, and saturation. Now, if you adjust the clarity slider, just that one alone, into the plus setting, so like plus 10, 20, 30, 40, what have you, you start to get this kind of raw edginess coming in. And it is fairly similar to what you might expect from an HDR image. One of the things that really plays to that strength in these images is of course the background, which is a red brick wall, and also the foreground, the land underneath the car, if that makes sense, is like a slightly unmade road. So it's all sort of patchy kind of gravel and there's a few puddles and stuff like that. So I kind of adjusted the clarity a bit of the vibrance, a bit of the saturation, just to beef it up a little bit. The blacks slider, I usually bring that down anyway, just to kind of really make the blacks have a bit more punch. One of the things that I'm aware of with this is, in this particular instance, is that because the car was hot, really polished, it had just been washed and it was jet black, the reflection of the road was quite obvious. Now, I didn't want to remove all the reflections, that would look too artificial, but I did want to minimize them a bit, so I just filled in with the blacks a little bit, just to help start the process, if that makes sense. So once I'd done that, I then, like I said, I did that very simple initial process to two images. One of them is ultimately my final image, I think. The other one, and I've got the two in front of me, the other one just, it still doesn't do it to me. And I think there are a couple of reasons, but one of them, it still just goes back to what I explained last week, in that although Tom was just sat there playing his guitar, just I said to him, look, just carry on as you are, you do whatever you want, what have you, I wasn't sort of saying to him, strike a musician's pose or anything. He sat there with the car behind him, with the amplifier that he sat on there, but there's no lead connecting his guitar to the amp. And as I said last week, I just don't want that kind of false, bit like 80s power ballad rock music videos where some guy stood on a beach or some industrialist sort of landscape or whatever, looking like he's rocking his guitar, but you just, all the time, you're just thinking, come on, you're not even plugged in. So I think that's the thing that maybe is kind of, I'm sure there are going to be some people that will pick up on that. Maybe not, I could be wrong, but I think that's the thing that's really niggling me. There's also the fact that we, with this particular shot, we had the back and the side doors open, and because I've let the car go a bit darker, I could try and bring out a bit of edge detail there, but it kind of blends in a little bit to the rest of the car. It's not really that, I don't know, it's just not that well enough defined for what I'm looking for, and I'm not sure that even if I just tried to bring the detail out more, whether I would actually be totally happy with what I see. So for that reason, I have settled on one final image, and it is kind of, now I kind of stop and think about it, it is kind of the image that I had in mind. There's Tom there, sat on his amplifier. He's not playing, his arms are just resting on his bass guitar. Got the car behind him, and I've got him kind of looking sort of off, as we look at the image, he is looking off camera to the left, which is sort of the direction towards the back of the car. Not actually looking at the car, but looking in that general direction, sort of just beyond. I kind of like that slightly ambiguous kind of open feel to it. So there are these elements, various elements that I need to take care of. Like I say, some I've already started on, and some I will explain what I will be doing. The first thing to do was to open the image, and to crop. You could crop sort of afterwards or to begin with. I actually decided not to crop to begin with. I don't think I will crop the image other than to just straighten it a fraction. There are a couple of sort of wrought iron drain pipes, and those obviously need to be really straight, as does the sort of the brickwork and like the doorways that we have here. So my first sort of priority, and like I say, this is just the way that I go about it, doesn't make it right or wrong, and a lot of you guys will have your own way of doing it. The first thing that I did was to think, right, I want to take care of colour. And there are certain things. There's the brickwork, which I thought could do with being a little bit, bringing out the reds a little bit. There was some graffiti on the wall. Some of it was very colourful, which I felt was a bit too overpowering. I just needed to drop that down. That sort of pink and yellow and blue and what have you. So that was a concern. And then also there was some black and white graffiti. Again, just a bit too bright. So to do the brickwork, the way that I do it is to go through image adjustments, replace colour. This is in Photoshop. That then brings up a panel where you can adjust the fuzziness slider to select how wide a range across the whole image you want to adjust, make these adjustments. I picked using the color dropper tool, picked out a middling kind of brick, moved the slider so that it was only really the brickwork that was going to be adjusted, rather than the car or Tom or the foreground or anything like that. And then just with the sliders, which are hue, saturation and lightness, just played around a little bit with those, then using the preview checkbox just to get a kind of a nice sort of subtlety. So it's bringing out the richness of the red, which is a nice complementary sort of colour and tones to the black of the car. Tom is very neutral. His skin tones are very neutral and what have you. So I did that, and then I did the same process for the yellow of the graffiti. That I actually, all I did with that was use the lightness slider just to take down the lightness of that. And so the colour was still there, nice and rich and punchy. It just didn't have that slightly overbearing presence, because I was finding that my eye was being distracted. So I did that, and then with the black and white graffiti, again, just very carefully kind of, you know, obviously there are highlights in the picture as well, other sort of white areas, so I had to be very careful not to affect other areas. Just took the lightness down ever so slightly of that graffiti, and it works quite well. Still in two minds about the green foliage, because it was very rich green to begin with. I'm kind of happy with it at the moment. I think I'm going to sort of leave that as it is. So that was my kind of starting point. Like I said, because of the what I did in Camera Raw with the clarity and what have you, it's got a slight richness, edginess, to it, sort of a grey, not grainy in the traditional sense, but just a kind of sort of slight rough quality to it, which I really like. Something that I'm going to be playing with is using the image adjustments, brightness and contrast sliders, just using contrast, beefing that up just to see what happens. And the way that I've shot this, the right hand side of the frame is generally a bit brighter, and because of foliage sort of hanging over the wall and the angle of the car, it sort of drops off, the brightness drops off towards the back of the car. Just putting in a bit of contrast, maybe putting it up to 10 or maybe 15, something like that. That is just giving me just a bit more richness, a bit more punch. And what it's also doing, you remember I mentioned the reflections inside of the car. It's filling those in a bit as well, which was really good. So the brickwork's looking nice, the car's looking nice. And that's kind of it for that. So then I have to start thinking about the specifics, what I'm going to remove or further accentuate and what have you. So this is kind of where I'm up to now. Like I say, Tom's tones of his skin and everything are fine. The highlights aren't blown out or anything like that. There are not too many blemishes for me to kind of take out or what have you. So that's fine. There's one sort of crease on the front of his jumper, which I might take it out. I don't want to make this too perfect. I don't want to tidy it up too much. It's not supposed to be, you know, it's not supposed to be like an airbrushed picture. I like the heavier shadows in there, and I like that there are sort of that there are these folds in his clothes a little bit there and what have you. So I might kind of leave that. But more important things are things like, there are a few clumpy bits of grass which are sort of on the road section, which they don't really add anything by being there. So I'll get rid of those. If you listened last week, you'll know that I spoke about the lighting and how I threw a bit of light into the side of the car at one point, or specifically into sort of the rear wheel, because there are these really nice silver rims that are on the car. Certainly with the one at the back, I just want to bring those out, lighten those just a little bit, only very subtly. They don't need to be like a beacon or anything, but just enough just to kind of give them a little bit more presence, a bit more punch. When I look at the rest of the car, there are a few details within the car which I need to check. I'm not too worried about general reflections, because there were trees and things around. That's nice. It's kind of breaks it up, adds a bit more detail, a bit more interest visually. But I can see there's a couple of bits which reflections are, they don't really add anything, so I'll take those out. A couple of highlights, maybe. There's a mark on the sidewall of one of the tires. I'll take that out. That's all kind of okay. There's clearly some sort of creeper or twig or something that's reflecting in the front windscreen there, which doesn't really add to anything. I'll just take that out a fraction. The Nissan badge on the very front, on the bonnet or the hood, as my American friends would say, that I'll just bring the detail out, lighten that just a little bit, because again, it's all about featuring this Nissan car. There is a, in the lights, there's a blue section, which I gather is probably the, I don't know what that's for. I don't think it's just a detail. I think it's to do with an indicator or something. That I'll do the replace color process again, just to bring that out, give that a bit more presence. What else have we got here? There's the head of Tom's guitar. That's kind of that's like a plain wood color, because it's a plain wood. It's a Fender bass. I'll probably, I don't know, it's quite a yellowy colour already. I might bring that out a bit just to kind of make it stand out a fraction. Tom's shoes are quite, are they grey now? Let's have a look. He's going a bit closer. Yeah, he's got grey shoes on, so I might just adjust those a little bit just to not to falsify the colour. I'm not interested in changing, you know, like some people might think, oh, well, what I'll do is I'll change the colour of his shoes to match that indicator, that blue indicator on the car. I'm not really worried about doing that, but I might just, they're quite, you know, with respect, they're quite bland. So I might just do something with that. There's a few scuffs on them here and there. I might just tidy those up just a little bit. I mean, this is just such a tiny detail of this picture. It really doesn't show a lot, but still, I might just do something with that. Like I say, I will straighten the picture ever so slightly. It's not too far on the wonk. It's not like everything's leaning to one side or anything, but just straighten up just a little bit until I'm happy with the angle of Tom and the car relative to the very obviously upright elements in the background. As I look at the picture at the moment, Tom is not really looking like he's slanted or anything. So the danger is you correct for what you think needs to be vertical, only to find that your subject, who is actually already sitting straight, then starts to be on an angle, which just tells you that that's just a perspective thing to do with the angle that you're shooting relative to this building that's going along in the background. And these wrought iron drain pipes, for example, and even the doors and the brickwork, such an old structure, this old fort, that who's to say that those weren't totally straight to begin with, you know? So it's really a kind of a just suck it and see, kind of take it as it comes. We're very lucky, of course, that we can undo actions and what have you. So that's something thing to think about. Then the one other thing that I did try, which was on my mind, is because of the proximity of the car to the background, there wasn't a lot of room to bring the car for the angle and the details that I wanted. There wasn't a lot of room between the car and the wall behind. So what I'm thinking is I did a little sort of test just to see what degree I would go to. What I'm thinking I will do is to make a very subtle selection around the outline of the car from basically from where the bodywork starts, so that's roughly in line with halfway down the height of the wheels, if that makes sense. And I will cut around, or rather I'll make a selection around all of the background, so the car isn't affected, Tom isn't affected, it's just the buildings, a bit of greenery on the floor. Making that selection and using the Gaussian blur tool, just do a tiny amount, probably a radius of 1.2 pixels, so really quite subtle, just to have the same effect as if I'd shot that just at maybe one or two f-stops larger, just to essentially throw the background out of focus a little bit, just to kind of give a bit of distance, a bit of separation. It will be ever so subtle. I don't want it to look like a complete cutout. And then making sure that there is no very obvious kind of division line along the ground where that's the blur starts. that is pretty much it. Now, I have friends who are automotive photographers. I know they are very good at post-production and they do a lot of stuff to do with cars and all the rest of it. And there are tricks of the trade to do with bodywork and what areas of the car do you highlight and what areas do you sort of make more sort of put into the shadows almost. And they use things like vignettes to darken off the corners and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to go too far into this. I don't want it to be over-processed. But that's pretty much it. So looking at the time now, it's just about 9:15. I've got a busy day ahead tomorrow. A lot that I have to really sit down and concentrate on. So I don't want to make myself too tired. I don't want to be up half the night tonight. I think that is pretty much it. As I say, the greenery, the more I look at it, not too fussed about it. It's not too punchy. It's starting to work quite well with now that I'm thinking about adjusting other elements. One thing, yawning. I can tell I'm starting to get to that point. One thing that I will just do, because I haven't already done it, I'm just going to have a look, go back to the contrast slider, just to see. I want to see the top left hand corner, which has got some dark foliage in it. That's the area that's really starting to darken off when I adjust the contrast. It's starting to have, when I get to about a point of sort of 20 on the slider, it's starting to look a bit like it's had a vignette put in that corner. But of course, that's fine, but everything else is starting to get really contrasty, and the blacks are starting to fill in and all that. Don't really want to play. I could play around with the brightness at the same time. It's not too bad, but it's, you know, almost starting to, what starts to happen with the contrast, because it's a very kind of like overall, it applies the settings overall to the whole of the image. All the subtle work that I did with the bright yellow graffiti, bringing that down, that is then starting to be much more punchy. And the picture takes on a whole different life with more contrast. Whereas it's got a very slightly, it's kind of got the look almost of being ever so slightly desaturated with the colours. Putting the contrast in just brings it up, makes it really, really punchy. And it's not a bad look. It's just not the look I'm going for. So, like I say, a few little adjustments here and there. But actually, there's not a lot to do on this. It's, you know, I picked, you know, when we were discussing the location, the subject matter and all the rest of it, I wanted to shoot it at the time in such a way that I knew what the end result was going to be, and I knew I wasn't going to be doing lots of post-production. So, you know, I've said it many times, as have a lot of other photographers, I'm sure. It is far better to get the picture as close to how you want it as that raw file, as that starting point at the time of capture, rather than having to think, oh well, I wish I'd lit it a bit differently here, I wish I'd done this, that or the other, and then having to kind of compensate for that and kind of do it in a falsified kind of Photoshop way. Not that there's anything wrong with modifying pictures for those effects in Photoshop, that's fine, but you know, just get it as close to how you want it to begin with, and then it saves you a lot of time, a lot of hassle, and ultimately can save you a lot of work. So I can't really think of anything else that I need to do to this. It's pretty much there. Like I said, I'm getting a bit tired, so I don't want to make the mistake of doing everything, thinking I've got it just right, and that's that, what have you. What I'll probably do is get it to a point where I'm happy, and then make sure I get some decent sleep tonight, and then start afresh first thing in the morning. Make sure that I'm happy, and that should mean that the picture is just about done, so that I can show Tom, can show Nissan, and then that will be all done and dusted, hopefully, on there. Then I can work on the behind-the-scenes video that we shot, which is a time-lapse. So there we go. I hope that has been useful for you. A bit of a whistle-stop tour again. But if there is anything, as I've said, anything you don't understand, or anything you want to question why I do something a certain way, or anything about the shoot, if you didn't listen to last week's show, I will, of course, link to it in the show notes. But anything like that to do with all of this, you can always ask me any questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. So that's where I'm up to with this shoot, with this picture. It's very, very nearly done. And yeah, that's where I'm up to with the editing. So for now, I will leave it there. One thing I forgot to mention is a word of warning regarding reflections. If you're going to remove details from a picture, always be sure to check for reflections in puddles and other surfaces, just to ensure you get that continuity. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.